Hello, everyone. This is Adam Meister, the Bitcoin Meister, the Disrupt Meister. Welcome to a very special show on my backup channel about Salt Lake City and Jewish people and Mormon people and what I've observed here. Long-term thinking. Don't be a tree. Be in motion. Let's talk about some current events that are out there. By the way, check out all the links below. See what, if you're not familiar with his backup channel and the Bitcoin Meister channel, it's all linked to below for those of you not familiar, and those of you who want to contribute to the cause of Bitcoin and freedom and everything. So I think a lot of people are seeing some crazy things all around the world pertaining to Jewish people, a lot of wild, wacky things being said out there. And you can go to a city like New York City, which has the second most amount of Jews of any city in the world. And there is just wild support for terrorism on the streets. I mean, and Los Angeles also. Now, these places for years have been considered to be so friendly toward Jews. Oh, Los Angeles, New York. Oh, we live so nice here as Jewish people. And no, if you're on the streets of Williamsburg, I mean, there's, you know, in Brooklyn, there's a chance you're going to get the beat down or something. And that's been that way for a while. You see, in America, we have these stereotypes, and I want to get into that specifically. People think that anti-Semitism is out in the middle of the country somewhere, and in the elite West Coast and East Coast cities. And I grew up in Baltimore. This is a Bitcoin shirt, by the way. So I know all about East Coast cities, that it's so safe there. It's so great for Jewish people. Yet it's in these cities where Jewish people have been jacked for years, okay? And been, you know, poked fun at, all sorts of things by some of the more, should we say, less cultured inhabitants of these areas. Because remember, this is all about culture. Let's not, this is not about race or anything like that. You know, some cultures are superior to other cultures. And what has happened in New York City, for example, since 2020, the culture, I mean, it's gone down the tubes. San Francisco, gone down the tubes, the culture. Once something that was so sophisticated and promoted safety, technology, progression. I mean, it's like fear and tribalism and barbarism. And the support of barbarism all over the world right now, which, and it's only growing, but not everywhere. You see, I've been in Salt Lake City. I have been observing things here in the beautiful state of Utah. And one thing that I notice, well, I've noticed this for years, in some place like Boise, there's a little bit, there's more California license plates out there. You see, Salt Lake City is a growing city, a city with so many jobs. This state is growing in technology, jobs, all sorts of things. And I want to help you know, wake Bitcoin people up to this area. But I started thinking, I got to wake Jewish people up to this area, okay? All right? Because it's totally safe for Jewish people here. It's totally safe for any minority here. But there are stereotypes about Mormons. So the Mormon culture dominates the state of Utah. And Salt Lake City is quite a liberal city, but there's a Mormon base to it. You still see the Mormon churches, but I mean, there's like freaking Harvey Milk Boulevard here. So people from California choose to move to other places like Boise instead of Salt Lake City. Some of them move here because of stereotypes about Mormons. They think they're so strict. All this complete nonsense. I am not a Mormon. I am a Jewish person. I don't believe in any of the Christianity, you know, Jesus stuff, any of that stuff. But I respect these people, okay? They are friendly people. They are open people. They are nicer to Jewish people than what we're seeing in New York, Los Angeles, Paris. And it's only, and this has only gotten worse in the last since the beginning of October. As I said at the beginning of the show, there's been anti-Semitism from these so-called sophisticated people for years and years and years, and not just the so-called sophisticated, the people who've embraced really low culture in these cities too. But there is no, there's very little low culture here in Salt Lake City. It is a family-oriented area. And those of you familiar with Judaism and with the Jewish culture and the Mormon culture know that both of these cultures embrace the family, embrace learning, embrace success. So let's do a little bit of compare and contrast right here. The country of the United States has about 7 million Jews in it, which makes up about 2% of the population. It has about 6 million Mormons. So, but Mormonism is a much newer religion. And but here in the state of Utah, it's 60% Mormon, I believe. And there's only about 5,000 Jewish people. But here in Salt Lake City, there's a great shul, the Chabad shul is here. And I really think, I'm putting this new idea out there. Jewish people, my fellow Jewish people, you should move to Salt Lake City. So safe, so clean, family oriented. You're left alone. You're not going to get the beat down. In Baltimore, you're going to get the beat down. And it might not be because you're Jewish. I'm not saying that. But Baltimore is a dangerous place. And we all love, supposedly we love Baltimore. All these Orthodox Jews in Baltimore. New York, you can get the slap down pretty easily too. And not just because you're Jewish, just because it's becoming quite violent there. Look at the parades. Look at the signs. Look at the behavior of young people there. It's shameful and embarrassing. But here in Utah, in Salt Lake City, if you want to, support barbarism, in a peaceful manner and say, we support the terrorist in Gaza. I mean, you can say, there's freedom of speech here is what I'm trying to say. But I haven't seen any of that nonsense here at all. And I want to see if there are any questions here in the chat. But yes, someone said another stereotype about Utah. I mean, that's a stereotype about a lot of Midwest, Mountain West areas, that there's all these drugged out people. Dudes, you go to the streets of LA, San Diego, San Francisco, you see what the drugged out people look like, and homeless encampments that go on and on and on. San Diego isn't as bad as those other two. San Francisco is obviously the worst. But here, yeah, in Salt Lake City, you're going to see some drug addicts. Obviously, it's a big city. It is the best major league city in the United States. So you're going to see things that are in big American cities, all right, like the homeless encampments and drug addicts. But it's nothing to the scale of California and some of these other places. And they are still... It hasn't gone below water here yet. I mean, we're not drowning here in Salt Lake City in this. It hasn't gone beyond logic and reason, where white is black and good is bad. And it is, again, I mean, so I just want to see if there's anything else that I mentioned, that it's technology friendly. I know some Jewish people love skiing and everything like that. They love to go to Denver, or Aspen or Boulder. It's just as good out there in Park City or whatever, okay? And there are Jewish people here already. A lot of Jewish people are scared to go to areas where there are no other Jewish people, and oh my God. No, there's some Jewish people here. And again, there's nothing to worry about with the rest of the darn people. You've got a lot more to worry about in Baltimore. And again, people attempted to jack me in Baltimore before. It's no fun when that happens, but you live and you learn, and you're not a tree. You are not stuck on the East Coast. And you're Jewish people, you're supposed to be so smart and everything, supposed to be high IQ individuals. Think for a second. You don't have to live in New York. You don't have to live in LA. You do not have to live in Baltimore, okay? You can get up, and there's a lot of people, Jewish people, just saying, oh, things are getting so bad here. Things are so getting, so then leave. I moved all around this, the United States of America. Now, so again, if you're an American Jew, if you're a North American Jew, and try out Salt Lake City. I am serious about it. And I'm testing out this idea here on the backup channel, the Proud Zionist Jew backup channel here. But you might see something similar on my Bitcoin Meister channel soon enough. And I am making sure we've covered everything. Any more questions out there in the chat? So the Mormons make it a safe space. Mormon culture makes it a quote unquote safe space for Jewish people. And they welcome Jewish people. They, in their religion, there's a friendliness toward Judaism. And we're not going to get into the specifics of the religion. There's no need to know about the specifics of both religions. We're keeping it on a cultural level here. So I know that the many Mormon people and the people who aren't Mormons here, they'll welcome any friendly people that are going to be peaceful, that are going to be productive, that are going to be learning. But I'm saying right now, there are a lot of Mormon people that would love to have Jewish people to have business partnerships with. This goes beyond just culture. It goes into all sorts of associations can be created here. And I'm being creative out here. Just being open about this. And because it's sad seeing these East Coast cities, people be stuck to these East Coast cities, like they have to stay there while things just go completely down the tubes and completely out of control. And I don't like stereotypes, and I don't like blaming people for everything. And even you hear just the worst things about Mormon people. Stop blaming all your problems on the Mormons. Stop blaming all your problems on the Jews. And you guys, don't let that stuff bother you. Come together in Utah, in Salt Lake City, and just, you know, put up the you know what to the haters. Okay, haters are gonna hate. Be in motion here. I think this place is full of opportunity, and I'm trying to appeal in a cultural way that people haven't really looked into yet here. So. That is it. I think, I don't think of any more questions here. We're having a good Bitcoin day though. And I do like making videos around this time of year, around my lucky day of November the 10th. It's always good for Bitcoin. There's always something really crazy going on around November 10th in Bitcoin. Last year we hit the low, in the year before we hit a high. There was another year. It was about to crash real bad in 2018. That was on November 20th that actually did it. 2017, you could get your Bcash crypto dividend for like 40% of a Bitcoin. You could sell it for that, not get it, sell it for that. So there's always some adventure around. I'm forgetting some stuff too. I remember 2020, it was pumping around November the 10th. All sorts of things always happen. It's November the 9th right now as I make this video. And we're having a great day it doubled a year ago on November the 8th. I bought us half a Bitcoin at a rate of 18,000. I just tweeted about this. So follow me on TechBalt, TechBalt. But the price of Bitcoin has doubled in the last year to the freaking day. It's pretty funny. And it's the luck of November the 10th. And anyway. And it's also around the time of the anniversary of my bar mitzvah. So for you guys who know about Jewish culture, you can figure out what November 10th really is. So anyway, pound that like button, everybody, and spread the word. And we'll see if I'll probably make another video about this on my main channel, because I probably forgot something here in my messy handwriting. Family-oriented people, family-oriented culture. Nothing wrong. People like to guilt family-oriented people now. It's hilarious. Again, white is black, bad is good. Everything is backward now. Oh, you should hate on families. Families are horrible. This walking around here is probably like walking around. Is this a major city? They have their major league team is in basketball and everything. But it's like walking around in the 1950s, probably. I don't know. I showed my mom around here, actually. She was just amazed about how quiet it is. She's like, it's so quiet here. It's so quiet. She's used to the Baltimore. She's spent most of her life in Baltimore. All right, I'll see you guys. Thanks a lot. Shabbat shalom, everybody. And there we go. I'm pushing to end that stream.